Hey, everybody. Welcome to Just Think, the podcast. This is Holly.
And Amy.
And Kristen.
And today it's just the three of us. We're just going to be going through some headlines with you, our listeners. Thank you guys so much for being so faithful to us as we have navigated these last 4 years trying to make this happen and bring our private conversations into the public sphere so that you can join us in them. Because here's what we know for sure. We don't have all the answers, but we have a lot of questions. And we want everybody to just think about them, look into it for yourselves, think for yourselves, and make up your own minds based on real science and real facts and not propaganda and spin. And speaking of propaganda and spin, girls, let's kick it off with the mainstream media and their fight against President Donald Trump. Man, he's coming back. As no shock, he's coming back swinging at them quite a bit, right? He is calling out fake news again, as he did back in 2016. He's calling them out, did an interview with ABC where he had to fact check the reporter. It feels like for the entire interview. And it was Moran, wasn't it? It was, what's his name? I can't think of his name off of somebody's last name's Moran. And it was, and I'm like, dude, and it's just, I want our reporters to give hard investigative questions to our politicians, our leaders, everyone. They should, that's their job. But when it starts to sound like you are just pushing a narrative and you're not listening and learning,
I'm just sitting there laughing, thinking of him saying that the MS-13 that it just appeared to be MS-13.
So what did he say?
It was Photoshop.
And he was starting with the immigrant that they've gone down to rescue from the American government, the illegal immigrant that beat his wife, and she had to get a restraining order against him, and he was part of the MS-13 gang, and then they're trying to say that's not true. He had it tattooed on his hand, and the reporter says that was Photoshop. And Trump is looking at him like, I mean, I can't say what I think is going on in Trump's head. One, because I don't know. Two, because I won't repeat that on air. But like, I would just be like, I don't get, like, I saw, like, he's like, I saw the photo from our own Department of Homeland Security. Like, he has it on there and they're like, well, it's Photoshopped. What are you talking about? It's so...
And the fact that they are like lingering on that, but then also it was hilarious that Trump wouldn't let him move forward. He was like, oh, let's move on. No. We're going to.
No, he would not let it go. He would not let it go. And I love that. He's like, let's move on to Ukraine. Let's move on to Ukraine. He's like, no. Have you seen the photo? He has a tattoo that says MS-13. And it's like, is this really the hill that you're going to choose to die on?
Right.
A criminal? Like, just this is really what they want to focus on. Like, they have nothing else. It's like, this is what you're going to really focus on. And can we also talk about the fact that, like, Obama deported 10 times the millions of people out of this country without one word, one pushback.
Without one hearing, Supreme Court saying
no judges involved, no legal cases involved. Like,
why are you going to tie up our legal system dealing with lawbreakers that aren't even citizens? We need our justice system to focus on our citizenry, not people who came over here in a massive importation of illegal immigrants. I'm sorry. No, they can get their tails out of this country. I don't care how they get them out. You didn't come here legally. We're not getting you out legally. That's how I see it.
How do you get due process if you're illegal in the first place? Like, what is happening? Like,
I can't. This is why we call it Just Think.
Right. And I also want to, while we're on this subject, to explain to people, like, where there's this whole, speaking of propaganda, you know, where he's talking about self-deporting. Like, he wants them, he's going to pay them, what is it, like $1,000 to self-deport? Yes. And people have their panties in a wad about it. But the whole thing was, it was Coffee and COVID, you know, Jeff Childers, we love him.
Yes, Jeff Childers.
Talked about this. And also that's Kaizen. I love him too. We share a lot of his stuff. Speaking of thinking, he literally, I love how he shares like a very good non-biased view of everything. But just to give you, let's see, on it said.
Well, can I just make a point while you're looking at that? Would rather my tax dollars go $1,000 to for people to self-deport than billions and billions to go to Ukraine where they don't even know where half the money is.
Thank you.
He says that half the money has been unaccounted for and he has no idea where it even went. And that's where our money went. Like, if you're going to ask me as an American taxpayer where I want my tax dollars to go, I'm going to tell you.
Right.
The self-deportation.
You don't even need any other explanation after you just said that. But if you wanted another one.
Yeah.
He said it is much cheaper this way. DHS reported that the average cost to arrest, detain, and remove one illegal alien is $17,121. So they are wisely offering free plane tickets, $1,000 once they get home, and temporary protection, quote, deprioritization from being arrested and involuntarily deported. Self-deporting migrants may also be allowed to reapply later for legal admission from their own country. So there's more in there. But I mean, $17,000 versus $1,000 and they go. And Matt, this is just like,
our tax dollars, you know, people are, it's just like our tax dollars we've been bled dry for reasons that don't matter, causes that don't affect us at all, things that are completely fake and just money laundering in general. So you know, when you tell me that tax dollars have to go to something like this, okay, I'm okay with that. Like, you know what I mean? Better this than USAID funding, you know, trans Pride Day parades in Ghana.
Right.
Whatever.
Or operas. Yeah.
I mean,
truly.
It's just interesting what people decide to be enraged about.
Yes.
And I think it's fake outrage. I think they are parents and puppets who just listen to what they're supposed to be pissed off about. And then they just get mad about it. I mean, y'all, you know, I hear people on the right, and clearly at this point, I must be more aligned with the right than I am the left, because I despise both parties, but absolutely hate liberalism to my core right now. Well, modern day liberalism, right? I mean, they're not even for freedom of speech. You know, it's like insanity. But when somebody who's like, quote, on my side says something dumb, I think that's stupid. I don't agree with you. Like, I feel like I'm still always filtering everything, deciding if I really think that's worth getting upset over. And sometimes the right gets upset over stuff that I'm like, stop it.
Exactly.
Right? So I don't get how they just fall in line lockstep. I mean, it literally is a lack of critical thinking skills, and it is strong indoctrination. And these are the people who wind up in cults. That's what I think.
Oh, but wait a minute. But we are part of a cult because we like protein, water, the sunshine, and being healthy.
Healthy is cultish behavior, apparently.
If you like to be healthy, then you are in the MAGA crowd.
So that's one of the latest things coming out this week, is that it's a Vanity Fair article, which I think you have to like subscribe to Vanity Fair or even pay for Vanity Fair to read the whole article, I think. So like none of us have read it, and none of us are going to be giving our money or our subscription to Vanity Fair for this.
No.
But the headline alone is just so unbelievably insane, saying that blame MAGA for America's protein obsession, and something about it being gendered.
Yeah. It says, why are Americans so obsessed with protein? Blame MAGA. And then another one was, hang on, because we're watching, this guy's hilarious too. Getting fit is great, but it could turn you into a right wing, what is it? Jerk. Right-wing jerk.
Call me a right-wing jerk then. I'm all in on right-wing jerkness then. If that's what right-wing jerkness is, sign me up. It's so bananas that we're going to do this. They politicize everything. And it's going to backfire because, look, the Jillian Michaels of the world, who were Democrats, lesbian, you know, like the people you would assign to the left 10 years ago, have come so far over and are coming out swinging. Why? Because you're attacking truth and science and health and fitness and wellness. Mm-hmm. For what?
You got to listen to this article. This toxic diets, how the diet industry is damaging America. How do we get to the root of America's eating habits? Jenny Naughton explores the nation's unhealthy obsession with healthy eating.
Oh my gosh.
Unhealthy obsession with healthy eating. Like,
we are fat and sick and dying.
Yes.
But it's unhealthy to be healthy.
Hold up. Pull up Jenny's picture. Somebody find Jenny's picture.
Yeah, let's find her. I'm going to Google her right now.
Find Jenny right now. Find her on Facebook. I bet Jenny is not a picture of health and wellness. I bet Jenny gives Lizzo vibes. I bet Jenny is giving Lizzo vibes. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I'm sick of this. I'm so sick of this.
It is just absolutely ridiculous.
We need to be healthy. We are so sick. Do people not read stats anymore?
I mean,
we have to read stats. Look at a picture from 1950 and look at the pictures now and look at what they were eating. Grease, eggs, steak, all the stuff for breakfast. Okay.
Right.
We have what? The healthy cereals, the healthy oatmeal, the healthy whatever. No, look, just open your eyes and look. And you know, we are not healthy and we're not getting healthier. We are only getting sicker.
But we saw this happening, you know, back in 2020, 2021, right? With the Lizzo effect, where it was like body positivity trumped good sense. Body positivity trumped health and wellness. And the problem with that is you can say all day long, well, that health and wellness is an individual problem. And yes, it is. But it's also a collective problem because the sicker we become, the more our country falls. Like, your country has to be healthy to actually be well. And because then we're talking costs. People can't work when they're sick. People can't fight in the military when they're grossly overweight and unhealthy. And what was the stat, y'all? Do you remember about how many Americans would not qualify for service?
It was like 7%. It was like over 70%. Joe Rogan was talking about that and somebody, I mean, obviously it wasn't him. He was interviewing somebody and they talked about it. But I also want to make the point, we are all about being confident and body positivity. But at the same point in time, that does not mean you settle and become complacent if you are not healthy. And that goes either way. It can be obesity. It could be you are way too thin. There's a lot of people who are like, oh, I feel really good because I'm skinny as a rail, but you are not healthy. Being too thin as you can being obese. Now, obesity obviously has a whole lot more issues, but we don't want anybody to sit there and be depressed and feel horrible about themselves. But you can't just say, oh, I feel good about myself, so I'm just going to stay here and everybody else should think that this is the picture of health.
That's right. And it's a focus on feelings. And the problem with feelings is they're not facts. Okay. Feelings can get you in a heap of trouble. And we have been so concerned about people's feelings that we haven't helped them live in the truth. Right. And the truth is, like, if you aren't taking care of yourself, you're not going to be around to raise your kids. You're not going to be capable of raising your kids well if you can't keep up with them, if you don't have the energy. There's so many things about not being healthy and well that are so detrimental to you, your home, your families, and this in our country. And so, but I'm sorry if it hurts your feelings if I tell you that you need to shape up. You need to, like, get it together. By the way, all of us have to do that. It does not discriminate. There's not one American that is not responsible for their own health and wellness and to nourish those bodies, the very one they've been given, the temples they've been given. You better nourish and take care of it. And it's not easy, by the way. It's not. The three of us agree it's not, because every day we show up to take care of our bodies and it is a sacrifice.
Yep.
I'd love to sleep in and lay on the couch some days and not do anything. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Stop. I'm just done with the, like, excuse.
She made herself miserable the other day fasting.
It was so hard and so bad.
Her gut, she feels better now, right?
It made me feel better. And I almost caved so many times, but.
How long did you do it for, Amy?
I did 36 hours. So
yeah,
I went to bed, got up. I didn't eat the whole day, went to bed, and then got up and ate breakfast. And brutal. And, you know, fasting is one of those things. I'm not going to recommend it for everyone. And if you do, you need to start not with something like a 36 hour.
We're not with a 72 hour like we did.
We did a 72 just out of the gates like crazy people. But I feel like a 72 hour fast is really good. like once or twice a year, just as a complete immune reset. All your cells regenerate and you just become basically like a new person. But, but there are things that are in play for women, especially with hormones, women who lift weights and exercise heavily. Like you have to take all these factors into consideration. So I'm not saying that like everybody should do this, but I, for a gut reset for myself, cause I was feeling just kind of bloated and weird. I just was like, I'm giving my body a rest from digesting things.
Yeah.
Not eating. It is a mental game more than it is physical. Like there are times, like I felt there are moments where I felt nauseous. I felt like so hungry, that pit of just absolute hunger. But more than that, it was like taking food out of your day as like a mental, it's like, what do I do with myself almost? Yeah. Like you feel like your routine is completely disrupted. And especially when you have a family.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a mental thing, I think, as much. I mean, you're going to feel hunger pains. I did 5 days. The longest I've ever done is five. And it was crazy. But I mean,
after three, though, like I feel like a lot of people have said, like, after you get past the, because we
that's what I'm going to say. After three, I've done 3 day fast. I've done five. I've done 1 day, three, five. I think regular fasting is a great thing to do. But again, we're not promoting it. We're not telling everybody to do it. You got to figure out, talk to your professionals and figure out what's best for your body. And by the way, I don't work out as hard when I'm fasting at all. I might just walk. Like on a 5 day fast, I'm probably going to walk.
Right.
But I just, you know, you got to be smart because you can get lightheaded, your blood sugar, you know, but once your body adjusts, you think I can keep going if I have to, right? Like there is something that kicks in. And yeah. But I will say that, like, again, we all make sacrifices daily. We don't eat everything we want to or drink everything we want to. And we get out and we move when we don't feel like it. Mm-hmm. And I just think that does not, I mean, that's why I feel confident in saying to people, you can do it too. Like you can do it too. And you should. And you should.
And everything in your life gets better. It's not political. It's not left or right, you know, Democrat or Republican. Good God. Why is everything so political? I can't stand it.
Wild. And then what happens when they make it political is the parrots and the puppets all think they've got to follow along with whatever's being said.
Right.
And it's like, think for yourself. Just think for yourself. You know? Yeah. It's gotten wild. Well, okay, let's talk about a few other things that are happening other than the media lies. And of course, that's nothing new. But also there's just been a lot coming out in the health space from a government level, from Senator Kennedy and what he is doing. Secretary Kennedy and what he is doing to clean up big pharma and big food. Mm-hmm. Starting with now, every vaccine will have to go through double blind placebo testing. And it is something we've advocated for years. And people would not believe us when we would say, no single vaccine given to your child has been tested against a placebo like every other drug in America. And people will go, well, it's not moral to tell someone they have a vaccine, you know, when they don't. And I'm like, I don't care. It needs to be tested. You can tell them down the road. You can tell them 10 years. You don't get the detail.
They need to tell you.
Yeah. And everything would have been fine.
Well, they need to tell you. We think that this is safe. It has not gone through all the safety tests, but this is what we know. Instead of saying everything is completely safe and effective and basically just lying. Yeah. How do you test 147 babies, kids, for a vaccine and then tell you that that is safe for the entire world to give to babies on day one?
Tell them,
a sexually transmitted disease. Or something transferred by needles. That is hepatitis. And they only test it for 5 days. I mean,
there's no long-term studies on Hep B's effect on your child that they got as an infant, as a tiny baby.
Mm-hmm. And it's got aluminum, then it's like far surpasses the aluminum content that's allowed per the FDA for adults.
Right.
Okay. And you're giving it to your perfectly healthy baby on day one.
What?
Make it make sense. Y'all need to listen to Dell Bigtree with Dr. Paul Thomas. He just did another one. And also that's still one of our best interview, you know, one of our highest, most listened to interviews And we're going to have him back on and we're going to have Dee Dee back on. So stay tuned for that. But yeah. Either way, you know, if you have any question, he brings the facts.
Yes. Well, and I do have, I had a new grandmother reach out to me last week. That's a listener of the podcast. And she said, my son and, you know, his wife are, have a baby. Do you have a pediatrician? Cause they live in the county next to me. And do you have a recommendation for that? And she said, any resources to send them? I would always say Turtles All the Way Down. I would always say Dissolving Illusions. I'm saying if you really want to get educated on why people like us have been trying to like sound alarm bells for so long, read from actual experts. This Israeli scientist who had to anonymously write Turtles All the Way Down, but for fear of the backlash. But they go through the science behind each and every vaccine. Turtles All the Way Down, Dissolving Illusions, and Dr. Paul Thomas has a new book out with Dee Dee called Vax Facts. That's another one that we're currently reading. We're going to talk to Dr. Thomas about that. But I think what you have to do, guys,
is you have to plug something else.
Yeah.
My vaccine Substack. I put like so many hours into that. And so if you want, and I know I have not finished, but I have at least 5, maybe 6 vaccine Substacks dedicated to this. So and I have all those book recommendations, including more. So sometimes if you don't definitely get the books, but I have stuff like here's questions that your doctor should be able to answer. Yep. So I highly recommend take the, and I have the sources for the answers, but don't tell those doctors the answers. You go ask them. These are questions that every doctor should know. Yep. I go over, there's one with SIDS. There's one talking about what's in the vaccines.
Yep.
There's all kinds of, so I have, we have at least 5 or 6 that I wrote that was specifically dedicated to these. So I highly recommend checking that out too. If you want like a shorter synopsis, but very, very researched, and it has links to everything. Okay. So go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I was just, that's the thing. Just get educated. If you'll crawl out of the bubble that's telling you to be afraid of childhood diseases and that the vaccines have eradicated diseases that they haven't. I mean, you got to get educated from the actual people who study this, who have worked on it, who have the receipts they can show you. You've got to do that. And listen, guys, we cannot help you. If you are not willing to open your mind and realize that perhaps the entire country's been under a bit of a spell of indoctrination when it comes to vaccines, right? Then we can't help. But if you have questions, we can absolutely point you to the places where you can go get the answers. Mm-hmm. And of course, Dell Bigtree, the Informed Consent Action Network, any of those people are great to also get plugged into and follow because they, again, science matters. Facts matter. And we got captured by big greed and it has made us sicker. And that's why we want to make sure that we're going to get to the bottom of this. So that's one of the first things he's done. He's gotten some dyes out of our food, got more to go, but I think that's a good thing. So be watching what's going on there, but he's certainly doing exactly what he said he was going to do. And
another thing he's done is they just ended the Beagle experimentation, whatever that Dr. Fauci had under play, where he literally did horrific experimentation on Beagles.
Ended
that. And then Trump just signed an executive order ending gain of function research as well.
Yeah.
We saw what happened, what gain of function research did for us.
Yeah. Well, and also he ended, here's a thing that they were talking about coffee and COVID. They ended gain of function research in certain countries. I'm curious as to why.
Me too.
They didn't end it in all of them.
Right.
It's just interesting. I want to get to
that. I think there's gain of function.
Military.
Like even in Ukraine and like,
I think it's something military connected.
There's other countries that are doing this. So, I mean, this is a beginning though. And this is what Jeff Childers said in Coffee and COVID. He was like, it's a good start. It's not everything, but it's a good start. Yeah. You know,
we'll take it.
And another good start. Well, there's two, but Holly, could you play this, that clip with, Z-Dog and Vinay Prasad. Earmuffs, if you've got this on the car.
There are some bad words in this clip, FYI. So you can handle it. Fast forward.
But it's very interesting to see the switch flipped just to hear this.
Dr. Marty McCary, who he's the Kennedy assigned Dr. Marty McCurry to be the head of the FDA. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So Dr. McCurry has now given Vinay Prasad a position within the FDA. It's in the Post. I can't remember the exact title of it, but he was one that was kind of vocal during the COVID time. And he was very nuanced in his beliefs or whatever. And he would go on with this Z Dog. I don't know if y'all are familiar with Z Dog. He's like bald. He has a podcast. And I mean, he was like all in on the vaccines, all in on all of it, you know, and he tried to be like super, oh, I'm so, you
unbiased.
Know, I'm so unbiased. I'm just on all sides. He was clearly biased. Kristen said she thinks he even.
We talked crap about Dr. McCullough. And then someone commented on this video that we're about to show you that like he like actually did a video vaccinating his child like on TV.
It's so that's how.
So this is the guy that's so Z Dog is who's interviewing Vinay Prasad. So Vinay is the one that's kind of you'll hear is going on the rant here, which it's awesome to hear.
Yeah.
All right, here we go, y'all.
What do you think should be done, Vinay? Because there's two camps on this. Like, let's forgive and have a reconciliation about all this and move on and forget it. Why are we beating this dead horse? And others who say, but if we do that when the next, you know, Marburg pandemic or whatever comes or bird flu, the same shit's going to happen.
Yeah. I don't believe in forgiveness because, in my opinion, these pieces of shit are still lying. I mean, like, if you want forgiveness, first thing you have to say is what you actually did wrong. Mm. And they're still fucking lying. Well, based on the best information we had at the Pop masking T-Rolls was a sensible. No, it wasn't, you fucking liar. I knew it wasn't. You have to be dropped on your head to think that. I mean, you're lying, dude. And just say, okay, fine. I was scared. I wanted to go to my sex party. I thought if the 2-year-old messed up, I could have more parties. Just say you were lying. Just say you made shit up. And then I also want them to admit they didn't run any studies. I want them to admit that they didn't run any studies, even though people told them to. And I want them to admit that they censored people on Facebook who talked about, you know, I want them to admit what they did wrong. Once they admit, then we'll talk about forgiveness. But they're still not fessing up. And the new narrative is, we did the best with what we had at the time. This example shows that that's not true, that there was information they had at the time and they were privately doing different things. What do you think?
Right there. Amen. Yep. Mic drop. The end.
All of that.
Right.
All of that, period.
And I love watching Z-Dog, like, laughing, like, nodding and laughing, like, knowing he was one of the ones.
Renee's like, you know I'm talking about you.
Yeah, yeah, like.
You know you're one of them.
I would be saying, I remember when you were vaccinating your kid.
I mean, on your podcast.
Do you have any regrets about that?
Mm-mm.
I mean, I know parents who have regrets about that. Do y'all? I know parents who have
and
made
And they them. Did it because of people like
him.
And people on the news that were saying, do this for your neighbor. I know for a fact, several of my friends, they did it with pure heart and intention because they were doing it for the good of others. They knew they didn't really need it, but they were so internally and emotionally torn. And they got it and they did it anyway for the benefit of other people. And they knew that it did not help prevent it from getting it, from spreading it. They knew it.
Just this weekend, I was with a nurse who was treating people dying of COVID in our hospitals here. And that was all she was seeing. And then she would go home at night. This was her account. She told me. She said, oh, it's all I saw. And then I would go home and watch ABC News Tonight with my husband.
Right.
And she said, we just lived in this world where we were seeing the extremes and hearing the extremes. And she said, it took me a long time to start to go, but most people aren't dying of COVID. Most people aren't even going into the hospital with COVID because they can get well.
They're going to the hospital that are dying of COVID.
And that's what I said. Well, when it came up, you know, it's a sweet thing. Like she sees it now. She sees it now. She doesn't see everything, but she sees a lot, right? And she's one who apologized to me and Kristen and Amy for saying, you know, I was one saying we were, you know, y'all are killing people by not getting. But she said to me how much she regretted getting her children those shots because, and there's why she did it. She saw people dying in the hospital, didn't want her parents to die, wanted to see her parents.
I get it.
I mean, it makes sense in what their reality was. Of course, we understand. We have compassion and sympathy. And this is what I told her, where the compassion in me waits is if in 2025, you're still all in on that.
Yeah.
Like you have just not. You really are indoctrinated. There's there's a cognitive dissonance. And I told her, I said, I'm sorry if I sound fired up, because it gets me. I mean, it was kind of shocked me how fired up I got again at it, because I was like, they killed people.
Right.
They had ways to save people's lives. And I said, did you just see that that a study came out that thinks that the vaccine killed more people than COVID? She didn't know.
Right.
Now we know the VAERS report showed that 30,000 people reported deaths from the vaccine. Usually they pull any kind of medical anything if you have five deaths or more. It is pulled. Why didn't they? How did we get to 30,000? Because right. they knew and they continued to do it. And no, we will not let it go.
No. And this is a great time to remind everybody that even Pfizer's own documentation post-authorization 5.3.6. I have looked at it so many times.
Exactly.
This was within 3 months of rollout. From December 2020 to February 2021, there were 1,223 deaths reported in Pfizer's own data. That's just the deaths. Talking about strokes, heart problems, clots, neurological issues, seizures, all this stuff. And the babies and the pregnant women. Like, y'all, it's horrible. They knew. And you know what? Everything in all the little studies, it says no new issues reported or something like that. Like, what? So they knew already then. And then Peter Marks, I want to point this out too. Just yesterday, we talk about Dell Bigtree and the High Wire all the time. They're amazing. Informed Consent Action Network. They did a testimony, a live hearing or something yesterday?
Yes.
With recordings of Dr. Peter Marks. He was the head of the FDA, I believe, right? And he knew that, right?
Or he was the FDA? Maybe it was FDA.
Somehow he's one of the big, he's the one that everybody was reporting to. Dr. Malone even talked about talking to him, like all this stuff. And we have interviewed Bree Dressen and Lindsay on our podcast. And Bree was in part of this testimony too. There were secret recordings of her. So several, her telling him, not just her, but there are 30,000 people that's part of the C-REACT 19 group, all these COVID vaccine injured people, telling them all these issues. And they just completely kept ignoring it. He kept saying, we need to look at the data. We'll look at the data. We'll look at the data. She's like, we're giving you the data. And at one point he was even on video saying, you know, it's just so much misinformation and BS out there about these vaccines killing people. He was like, we may have had like a handful of deaths, but the amount of lives it saved, whatever. Like, he kept going back to that. And Dell was like, excuse me, a handful? Like, and Mitch and I were listening to it. I was like, they just recalled baby formula with five kids getting sick, like potentially no deaths. Okay. Right. Baby formula. Okay. We're talking about a vaccine you can't take back that was produced at warp speed that you've mandated and bullied people into. And then you are okay with, like, you know, for the greater common good, which you already know that there's too many risks. It was not for the greater common good. They literally kill people.
It's wild. But again, I remember, and we've talked about this before, it was Cheryl Atkinson, you know, who's a reporter, had been with CBS, CNN. She's amazing. Definitely encourage you guys to tune into her podcast as well. But Cheryl said, you know, she interviewed someone and said, if you did know though, that vaccines were, let's say, causing autism or triggering autism, would you change course? And these vaccinologists said no. They said they wouldn't, because they believe that not your child not getting chickenpox or the measles, mumps, or rubella is, I'm like, then you don't have a child with autism. Then you don't love someone that has autism, severe autism, by the way, because let's be real, there's a spectrum and some of you have it and you're highly functioning and it doesn't disrupt your life. And then there are people who are not able to wipe themselves or speak. Mm-hmm. It's like, they just are all in on this mission and they've stopped thinking. Even if
they're all in, fully inform everybody. Nobody's being fully informed. No. Even if you're all in and you still think that's good, everybody deserves to know all of the information. It needs to be a fully informed consent.
And if it was, nobody would do it.
Right.
That's the problem, and that's what they know. They know
that.
They know. Yeah. They do. Pharmacy. Kristen has on a shirt that says pharmacist, because that's what it is. And I think, again, guys, like, we're making progress and we need to continue making progress. We need to continue to have the right people in office for an indeterminate amount of time so that we can right the ship, because this is so critically important. We need the truth. We need the facts. And we need to be able to make decisions for ourselves, not because someone else has mandated it or said that it's, or bullied us into believing there's no other option, because that's, it's simply not true.
Okay. And one last thing before this, is that there was, I wanted to just draw everybody's attention to this. There is a fact, because you're not going to see this on the news either. Pfizer, there was a Pfizer Moderna study, and it is a preprint. But Ladapo, Joseph Ladapo, or whatever, however you say his last name, I love him, in Florida, and some other people, doctors or whatever, did this study. And it was a very good controlled study. And they did a 12-month all-cause mortality after initial COVID-19 vaccination with the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine among adults living in Florida. And what it said was Florida adults who received the Pfizer vaccine had significantly higher risk of 12-month all-cause, cardiovascular, COVID-19, and non-COVID-19 mortality compared to matched Moderna recipients. These findings are suggestive of differential non-specific effects of these vaccines and potential concerning adverse effects on all-cause and cardiovascular mortality. They underscore the need to evaluate vaccines using clinical endpoints that extend beyond their targeted diseases. So Jeff Childers talked about this in Coffee and COVID the other day, and I really liked that, you know, he was like, you know, they were really geniuses to do this study because it wasn't vaccine versus unvaxxed. These are comparing Pfizer versus Moderna, and look how horrible it was with the Pfizer versus Moderna.
I wonder what the difference was. What
study?
What made the difference between Pfizer and Moderna? I mean,
I don't know if it's like the contamination. Remember, they found contamination. There's probably, you have no idea what you're getting with the batch. Like, I don't know. These are just things that, like, I don't really know. And it could be like how much is in there. And I think they don't know. And it wasn't really regulated, because until something has, from what I understand, until something has actual FDA approval, not just under authorization, they don't have to disclose all of the ingredients or the amounts of the ingredients. That's what I've learned over this too. Do y'all remember us learning about that? I feel like it's basically like Russian roulette, and already it's Russian roulette with vaccines anyway. And then with which one you get, and it could be the batch. I don't know.
Is it like this like slipshod manufacturing? Is it like intentional malfeasance? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just
right.
Crazy. Like, you just don't know. Like, are people like, it's like, oh, let's put a whole lot in this batch, you know, or like, oh, let's just, like, dirty, you know.
Well, I think it's just hard to control, right? I feel like someone explained too, it's hard to control.
Especially when it's going that fast. Like, they were producing that much, you know, because it was like the whole, oh, let's get this out to everybody, I guess.
How did they produce billions of vaccines so fast? Did we ever figure out?
Yeah, it's like, this has been in the works for a while, y'all.
Thank you. It had to have been. I don't understand. I don't think it mattered.
Hashtag. They knew.
Yeah. Hashtag they were planning for this pandemic, by the way.
Yes. The pandemic.
Plandemic.
Like it. It sure looks like it, you know? Okay. Also, did y'all hear? Listen, I'm going to pick on Democrats because they deserve it. At this point, I'm going to be a big fat bully for Holly. Not really, but I want to.
Tell everybody, don't be a bully. Here comes Holly.
Yeah. Sorry. No, I'm not going to bully. I mean, I'm not mean. I'm not that mean. I promise I'm not that mean. But I feel that mean sometimes, but I'm not actually that mean. But Tim Walz, did y'all hear him? I'm going to just decide for yourselves what you think about this person. Hold on.
This statement.
Yeah.
Look, we had the most qualified person who'd run for president in this country's history at the top of the ticket. That in itself should have got this thing won. We had, in my opinion, and you can disagree with me, I think history will prove me right, a very unqualified person on the other side.
She's not the most qualified presidential candidate in history, is she? Like, by what metric would that be? What does he mean when he says that? Can he even mean that?
does he mean that at all? That means that he's saying that Kamala Harris would have been a better president, or at least a more qualified president, than JFK or Lincoln or FDR. I mean, like, that is an absurd thing. George Washington, come on.
I mean, it's like,
better qualified in history? Really?
Don't they say that she's a better qualified than Obama?
I mean,
or in history, in history.
I didn't think Obama was that qualified. I mean, he had just been in the state Senate, right? Who cares? But I mean, that was, you know, if you're going to talk about.
I mean, if you're going to say she's more qualified than.
By what standard? Because here's the thing. Also, I don't think that AOC is qualified to sit in the Senate either, but here she sits. Like, anybody can win public office and move their way up. It doesn't make you a qualified leader. It does not. This is the thing about leadership. It is not necessarily based on experience. Some people have the mantle of leadership and some do not. Mm-hmm. That girl couldn't string together three sentences. How is she going to string together a cabinet that's actually effective? I mean, she literally slept her way into.
Y'all, you know, he knows that that's a lie. I think that he really knows that what he's saying is a complete bogus statement. But that just shows you, this is how politicians are. They'll just say stuff.
Yeah.
And they don't care that they're lying. I mean, you can't just say something like that. I mean.
But the difference is people will take these things at face value. They will listen and believe it going back. Because he said, like, how many times did all these people, right? Walensky, Fauci, any of these people, like Joy Reid, The View, like they sit there and just spew lies and nobody goes to fact check them. Yet we share facts, including the facts, and we're fact checked. You know, it's like, do you know how much research we have to do just before we even say one thing? Because we know the backlash we're going to get because people are going to be like, oh no, there's no way that's true. But if somebody else says something that's completely absurd, but it's in your narrative, you just believe it.
It's wild. It's just wild.
It is.
So again, we just in crazy town. Still, I mean, there's still just, I don't know how, I don't know what it's going to take for some of these people to just wake up. And you don't have to like Donald Trump or even agree that he's doing a great job to know she wasn't it. Like, it's like, she wasn't it.
It's okay.
I mean, I know Democrats who were like, she's like they just all knew that she was a terrible choice.
Right.
And it was like, she got there. Guess why she got there? They were covering up Biden. It was a last minute squeeze because they couldn't hide his dementia anymore.
Oh.
You know? And again, it's the lies upon lies upon lies upon lies. And they just keep digging that hole. Their approval rating's as low as it's ever been. Trump's approval is higher than the Democratic Party's approval rating.
I love when Caroline Leavitt, isn't that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
She said, we encourage Kamala to keep on speaking. Like,
keep talking. Remember when Senator John Kennedy was like, our strategy with the Democrats is let them keep talking. By all means, keep saying it.
Keep talking.
Yeah.
It's we crazy. See what happens when you build something on a total house of cards.
House of cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Total house of cards. But anyway, well, we just want to fill you guys in on some of the latest absurdities, because here's the thing. It's like Amy said, or Kristen, you know, it's like if you keep hearing the same things parroted out from different sources, it's real tempting to believe it's true. And I think what we have to do in this season right now, we have to keep talking and keep saying the truth and keep shining a light in the darkness, because it's wild. It's just absolute what people have been up against, from being up against Doge, exposing the waste of American tax dollars, to being upset about us looking for the causes of autism. For, you know, it's like you're upset about the wrong things.
Upset about gang members and being healthy.
Yeah. Right. Gang members being deported.
And upset about the randomized placebo-controlled trials for the vaccine. Before we leave, I know we're trying to wrap up, but I did want, Amy, could you read that tweet? I want to also, speaking of being a light in the darkness, and this is dark, and it's But light has to shine, because it's one of those things, y'all, where as hard as it is to know and to learn these things,
yep,
it's going to continue if you don't learn it and you don't share it and you don't expose it, because you have to stop it. You have to. And we are going to have a whistleblower on here about this, but I want you to be aware of this, Amy, if you'll just like at least.
Yeah, I'll just read the first part, because today's Coffee and COVID. It's Wednesday, May 6th, by the way. And the title of the Substack is called The Destroyer. And this came out.
Is it the 6th?
What? Today the 7th?
Yeah.
Sorry, yesterday's then.
No, it's fine.
Okay, just kidding. Better. Yesterday's Coffee and COVID. Did you read yesterday's?
No.
Okay.
Anyway,
May 6th. It's really long. We have not, in full disclosure, we have not read the whole thing yet, but just want to point y'all to it. I'll read you the first part. It says, unfortunately, today's special edition focuses on a single incredibly troubling issue, the target of the largest peacetime FBI operation in history. It's not good news, but we must dig into it nonetheless. I apologize for the departure from our usual upbeat commentary, but if any story demands our attention, it's this. Don't be discouraged, but this is the worst, most horrifying story I've ever had to cover. Whatever we believe the trafficking problem was, things are much worse, much more literally demonic, and much more widespread than anyone imagined. The first clue appeared yesterday in FBI Director Kash Patel's astonishing tweet. So I'm going to read his tweet, and then for more, y'all go to Coffee and COVID and read the rest, because it's the whole Substack is dedicated to this. Okay, so Kash Patel's tweet said, I'd encourage everyone to read this story on the Violent 764 network and how the FBI is working with local law enforcement to fight back. It's deeply disturbing, but critically important to understand what's out there and be aware to the threat of the threats American kids and families are facing every day. The criminals in these networks use online platforms to target vulnerable kids, coerce victims, and recruit others, often resulting in horrible cases of abuse. It's absolutely tragic, and I want people to know we're cracking down hard. Remember last week when we announced our agents and partners arrested two alleged leaders within 764? We've opened hundreds of cases around the country, and our field offices are fully engaged. This is a priority for myself, for Dan Bongino, FBI director, and our leadership team. Those who come after America's children will face justice. We will be relentless in pursuing them. We hope to have more updates very soon. Thank you to our teams and partners who are treating this issue with the gravity it deserves and working around the clock to protect children. Mm. So it says the Trump administration has initiated one of the largest and most urgent federal law enforcement responses in history. And of course, the media is barely covering it.
Wow. Well.
I mean, it's wild. Mm. You would think.
But he goes on to talk about what this, like the 764, like this whole ring of trafficking and this online, you know, predatory stuff. Like it is, like, look at this picture. This is on ABC News. I don't know what this even is, but it's like a Barbie with the 764. I don't even know where this.
What does that mean?
I don't know where this goes, y'all. It's probably pretty dark. So guard your hearts before you read, but.
Mm.
You got to know about it. Like Kristen said, you know, you got to know this is happening.
You can't stick out of it,
especially if you have kids or grandkids. You need to know this because you are not, you're not protected. You're not like whatever. You're not immune to this, you know?
The devil's always been after the kids, right? I mean, like, I think it's, you know, when Jesus said that anyone who would lead a child basically astray, you know, the worst things in the world should happen to you. You know, it's like, you don't go after the kids. And yet we see that even, I mean, from this and then in a much milder yet significant way, the childhood vaccine program, destroying our children, and then our education system, destroying our children. It's always going after the kids.
Yeah.
And, it was going after all of us, but there is a real target on our children in a myriad of ways, from their health, from their minds, their souls, their spirits, and of course their physical bodies.
Yeah.
And we can't be asleep, not on our watch, right? This can't continue.
Not today. We know we gotta do something.
What'd you say, Kay?
Today, Satan.
Not today. Not today. All right, y'all. Well, thanks for being with us. We'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.